The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. It's time for the Recruiting Roundup, your A to Z guide for Michigan football and basketball recruiting. Here's Sam Webb.
And we are back, folks. You have the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Matt the Miz Mizler on the other side of the county. You know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time. And this time only is 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. All right. So jumping into some recruiting here, some football recruiting here first on the Michigan Insider. You may have noted some crystal balls going in directions opposite of Michigan for some targets. Jacoby Albert, the young man, the DB athlete, out of Alabama, a lot of continuing of the trend with Auburn showing up for him. And then Jaleel Florence, the corner from out in San Diego Lincoln, you know, a kid who grew up an Oregon fan, had a great visit to Michigan, but since then there has been some Oregon buzz. Greg Biggins recently put in a crystal ball for him. So who's next? What's next as far as DB? Sam, I mentioned Amorion Walker, right? The Notre Dame commit out of LSU, but Ephesians Prysock. I want to point your attention to my latest update. This is post barbecue at the Big House visit. Mission Hills, Bishop Alemany, I believe, is the school. Kid is 6'2". I mean, this is, you talk about length at the defensive back slot for Michigan. I mean, I mentioned this, I think, yesterday on the recruiting roundup about how at one point you got Amorion Walker, Will Johnson, Miles Pollard, and Ephesians Prysock at 6'3", 170 on the field at the same time. I mean, kid said, man, I know it would be unique. No, it'd be different in a good way if that were to go down. Does Michigan have a real shot? And they do. I mentioned what Greg Biggins had to say. I interviewed the young man and his dad. I have a lengthy interview on the MichiganInsider.com right now. We're featuring them on the Michigan Recruiting Insider podcast coming up. But as I pointed out yesterday, between what they said to me and what Greg Biggins, who is really, really piped in to everything on the West Coast, you know, sort of co-signing that word, that buzz that dad and son were offering post-visit, it does sound like Michigan has a legit shot here. So why? Let's get into the whys. Connection, or the feeling of connection, which starts with Courtney Morgan, but you get to campus, they really connect with Clink. And they really connect with Jim Harbaugh. So I wanted to bring this portion of the interview with dad talking about how he was able to link up with Jim, how he was, you know, he's feeling Jim Harbaugh. And the kid did as well. And it was, you know, it was just genuine, fun connection that they had, right? And this is in addition to his daughter really connecting with Jim's mom, which was, you know, noteworthy. You know, they came away feeling much better about Michigan. Sorry, so I'm going to give you this part now, just a snippet of the interview where dad, because I interviewed Ephesians and his pops together. And there was a portion where we started talking about Jim. So here is that portion right now. All right, my last couple for y'all. We talked about Clink and we talked about Courtney. What about Jim Harbaugh, man? What were both of y'all's impressions of the head man, Jim Harbaugh?
Hey,
she could have been there, you could have got a picture, right? You know, I was like, I like Jim, you know what I mean? I think Jim's a great dresser, you know what I mean? So I made sure that I bought some nice little fits so I could look just like Jim, you know what I mean? It was real funny, you know what I mean? I have my khakis on, you know, my polo tucked in, you know. For real. Like, we looked at each other. He looked at me. I guess he thought he was looking in the mirror. You know what I mean? It was funny, man. It was. It was a hell of a moment. I can't lie. So Jim was he's a funny guy. I like that guy. You know what I mean?
So, look, man, the kid came away saying he was really feeling Jim. But, yeah, Jim had a look. He had a doppelganger up in there. He had a lookalike, miss. You know, it's like, hey man, I feel the Jim. The kid said, I like Jim Harbaugh. I like that dude. They really connected with Clint. They have a shot. Michigan has a legitimate shot at Ephesians Prysot, a top 247 corner. You know, a guy that's in keeping with the kind of length that Clint covets at that position. Dude's coming back. I mean, that he came on his own dime, you know, spurred a moment, sort of. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. All right. So you can read the story in its entirety over on the MichiganInsider.com with them talking about everything, all the visit highlights, you know, all the some great thoughts and a great feel for Steve Klinkscale. All of that, you know, the connection between his daughter and Jim's mom, you know, where Michigan stands in the race, get into all of that. And then we'll get into a little bit more detail as far as his recruitment is concerned on the Michigan Recruiting Insider. So be sure to check it out. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, you can always pull it down on the podcast. It's always uploaded before the end of the show. Got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.